Okay, hey guys, welcome to episode 2 of iUpdate. Today we're going to be talking about the new iPod Touch 6 edition and the two other new generations of the other iPods. To be honest, because we didn't really sort of expect them to release it sort of without like talking about it at a conference like WWDC and all that. So Michael is going to the Apple website and just showing the features of the iPod Touch 6th generation.
Right, yeah, so here we are on Apple's website. They've got a page up about the new iPod Touch 6th generation. So it has four new colours. It's like space grey, darker blue, pink, and I think there's red as well, it's in somewhere, and gold. So it comes preloaded with iOS 8.4 as well, for Apple Music and stuff, and Beats 1.
Yeah, it's weird how it's not shipped with, because they are going to start shipping out iOS 8.4.1, which patches Pangu Jailbreak, so I'm surprised they don't have it on that, to be honest, because that's coming out in about a week or so. Generation, I think, is probably out now.
I thought it would have just stayed at 8.4 until 9, but it's up to Apple, really.
I like the colour palette they have for the designs, because, you know, it's kind of similar to, like, the three, like, colours, the silver, gold, and space grey ones are similar to the iPhone and iPad ones. But the blue and pink ones are quite nice, but I'd probably say my favourite's the blue one, just because it's
I like
it's
the
really
pink
cool.
and the gold. Yeah. Right, the iPod 6 also comes with a 64-bit processor, and it's 10 times faster than the iPod Touch 5th generation, and it also comes with the A8.
The size of the screen is still 4 inches as well. It's the same size as the iPhone 5, 5S, 5C, and the previous iPod Touch 5th generation as well. It does look the same, but there are some just... Basically, the processor's been updated, and the camera
the
as well, and also
runs better,
smoothly.
The iPod 5 had the A5 chip, but this was A8.
Which chip does this iPod have?
A8, the same as the iPhone 6 and 6.
Camera's been improved a lot, so you can do things like burst mode as well a lot quicker, HD FaceTime camera, everything's a lot smoother. It's probably not going to run as fast as the iPhone 6 Plus, but it's going to run about the same speed as, let's say, the iPad Mini 2 or something. I don't know.
I think this will be good running iOS 9, actually.
Shall we look at the two other iPods as well?
Yeah, so they also released a new iPod Shuffle and an iPod Nano as well.
Yeah, are they still doing the same colour scheme for them iPods?
Yeah, I think so. They're doing red. Right,
yeah,
fine. The Nano. The new Nano is basically the same colours as the iPod Touch 6 generation, and that's the same with the Shuffle as well. They're just the same colours. But I don't know if
yeah,
the Nano.
Yeah, this does not include Touch ID. Yeah, the iPod Touch 6 generation does not include Touch ID, unfortunately, which is
kind of
very, very stupid because the iPad's got it now. The iPhone originally started with it, the iPod doesn't have it. Why can't the iPod Touch have it? It's a bit weird, to be honest.
But yeah, I think the new Nano is basically the same as the iPod Touch 6 in colour-wise. But I don't know if it's had a software update or not. It has got...
I don't really think the Nano's got software updates, do you? Because like they sort of... do they have a settings app?
I'm not sure, actually.
I don't really think they do, because it still looks like iOS 6, kind of, if you look at the labels and stuff. Shuffle, it's not really changed, the colour palette's the same. Do you want to share your opinions on it?
I actually still have a Shuffle somewhere. It's a good device if you just like want it for music, but I don't think it's kind of good because it doesn't have a screen. But it's alright for people that just want
Yeah,
it.
like this is a good device, but I think what Apple should do is offer different size, like different gigabyte sizes for these devices, because this device has only 2 gigabytes of storage, believe it or not, and it's also the only device that has the click wheel as well. So I think the Shuffle's quite nice, actually. It's very small as well. It looks big on the pictures, but it's
Wait,
very small.
the new Shuffle actually has a voiceover button.
Oh, they had that on the I'm just getting my Shuffle now. Mine has that as well. It's like a button you press.
Oh, does
The there is a blue design as well. I think that one looks a lot better because I've got the turquoise color and it's not, I don't know, compared to the blue one, it looks a lot better. What color would you get of the new color palette for the iPods?
Probably either the gold or the blue. I like both of them. And I also quite like the space grey that they've got as well.
Yeah. Have you noticed that the color palette is not as vibrant as the other iPod, like the other iPod line, because the fifth generation had like a wide variety of colors, the primary colors and other stuff, and it even had yellow, which was very, 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 very strange.
Yeah, this.
But well, not strange, but it's quite bright colors. Why do you think they've sort of changed the color palette?
I think this red is like a limited edition thing or something. For the, it says here that it's like to fight AIDS in Africa, but like I don't know if the red's gonna be on sale forever or just like limited.
It's to
But
do with a charity thing, so but weirdly enough, it's not featured on the pictures properly as well, so but yeah, these iPods I think are on sale. I think they're on sale now. You can get them at the Apple Store. The
Yeah, I thought,
cheapest
yeah,
iPod
they went on
Touch
sale,
is
yes.
so do you wanna tell what the prices are for these for the iPod Touch? Sixth
So, the
generation.
prices in the UK are £329 for the 128 GB, 249 for 64 GB, 199 for 32, and 159 for the 16 GB. But I think that might
Yeah, it's
go
pretty.
cheaper in the future, not sure.
It is which is the same price as the fifth generation, so there's no changes there whatsoever. It is the same prices, which is nice, given the fact that there is pretty much not much difference. Why do you think Apple sort of released the iPod Touches without proper revealing, do you think?
I think it's just because they're not really that bothered with them anymore, but people were like, there were like loads of rumours going around, and people were begging for an iPhone 6, so they probably just released new colours and a new processor, so more people want to buy it, because the 5's gonna like die in software updates sooner, ain't it?
It was 3 years since we got another iPod, was the fifth generation, but like a year or two ago we got a updated 16, actually had a camera and a flashlight, which was strange because they had that really bad 16 gigabyte version, which was just terrible.
Oh yeah, and it didn't have a camera and stuff.
I don't want to buy that. It's pointless because I mean, you don't see them doing that on the app or iPhone,
Yeah. Well, I think that sums everything up, doesn't it?
you? So I think that's pretty much it for all we have to say about the new iPod, the iPod line and stuff. There's not really much to say, to be honest. What do you think they should have added to the iPod Touch to make it a lot better, do you think, Michael?
Well, I think Touch ID and Apple Pay would be good. But, yeah, I think
Yeah.
they could do an update to it like next year or something. Never know. But.
Yeah, I think they should have added Touch ID, maybe some file sizes for the iPod Shuffle.
Change the touch now,
Maybe
though, don't they?
usually they announce this type of stuff at WWDC or something, so we'll never know really. why they did it, but they are good, but there is pretty much no changes in any of the iPods apart from design.
Basically, just the step from the generation. Yeah, that's all we have to say, really. So, look out for episode 3. So, yeah, that's all. Thanks for watching.